as we talk again rugby league ahead of the preliminary final, particularly as far as the Panthers are concerned. Joining us now is their chief executive, Brian Fletcher. Brian, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you on the show, mate. And in charge, you're in charge of a club exhibiting great success through the grades as well. And why is Penrith different then, Brian?
Oh, I don't know, Jared, why they're different. We've got the right people in the right positions in the place. We've got very good players, very good coaches, and very good football managers. So our general manager of football, Matt Cameron, he's regarded as the genius in the pathways. And the success we've had this year in that field, it just shows that he is a genius at it, because to win the SG ball, that's over. We've won the grand final there. Now to have a team in the flag of the reserve grade, and one win away from the grand final in the NRL with a bit of luck. So it's history at the club. It's never been done before. It might never have been done in the NRL. I don't know. But we're in a very lucky position at the moment.
Describe the impact that your NRL side in particular is having on that community in Penrith and the region.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's enormous. It's the whole focus of the city of Penrith. There's 300,000 people live in Penrith, and I think sometimes if they get beat on a Sunday, they don't go to work on a Monday. It knocks them around that much. And they've been a bit spoiled over the last 3 years because they haven't lost many games. So hopefully that we can do the job for all the members and the people of Penrith on Saturday night.
Brian, we're just talking about Cameron Smith and his desire to, no matter how much he gets paid, to want to keep winning. And you just mentioned the last 3 years for the club. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but surely that desire this year is no less than last year or the year before. All the work that goes in over a long period of time. Fortunately, you get to a place now where you have built that consistency. Surely you want this GF.
Oh, for sure, Michael, and especially last year when it was played in Queensland, these boys were motivated this year to do it in front of their own fans. And, it's one thing. You never get away from winning. Once you start winning and you get the taste of it, there's nothing worse than going back to losing. So they're in the right frame of mind, and they'll be up for Saturday night.
Brian, you've spoken about the last 3 years and how successful it's been. But what do you see the difference between this side now compared to when they first came together?
I think, Laurie, I think it's the culture in the place is the biggest thing that Ivan's instilled in the place, is to have the right culture and have them living like a family. When they went to Queensland over the COVID period with the wives and children moved up there, they became a big family and everybody got on so well.
Yeah.
And that improved the culture as well, and that's something that Ivan really strives for. And he's got that at our place now, and if that continues, I'm sure these young boys will have success for a long time.
Brian, will Penrith have underachieved, though, if they don't win the premiership, considering, and I mean this, considering the dominance you've had over this three-year period in your NRL side?
No. They've done a marvellous job to get to where they are. And you've got to realise, last year in the grand final, they played with seven injured players. This year we're going into the major semi-final with one player out, Taylor May. So physically they're in a lot better position, and hopefully they've achieved to the best of their ability, and you need a bit of luck on the night as well. So, no, they've done a great job.
Brian, we talk about the community out there, and I think Penrith have always had amazing juniors. I'm keen to know the impact of not just the growth out at Penrith, but also the impact of the players, what they have on the younger generation, the young boys, the young girls. What does footy look like from a young age out there at the moment?
Michael, out at this stage, when you've got Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary and Brian Toa, you'd be surprised how many people on the northern beaches now follow Panthers because of these models and road. They stay out on the field for an extra hour and so forth and sign autographs and that. And they've got a big bearing on it. And at the moment, we've got 8,760 junior players. And of that, there's 7,500 male and 1,200 female players in our junior rugby league. And there's 588 teams. So starting back at that structure and getting that part of it right to Panthers juniors, it flows on to the SG ball, the flag, the reserve grade and the NRL. So it's a pretty good system at the moment. And as long as we stick to that and don't try and change it.
You mentioned the girls that play football out that way, Fletch. Any update on when you're maybe looking at getting a team into the NRLW?
No, Laurie, we've applied for one in 2024. Now, we've had no indication whether we'll be given permission for that or not at this stage, but we're striving to get into that space as well.
We're speaking with Penrith Panthers Chief Executive Brian Fletcher. And Brian, are you still confident the state government will support a new stadium for the club?
Yes, for sure, Jared. Yeah, that's not... The $300 million being passed through Cabinet, it's just a matter of now of Infrastructure New South Wales looking at where is the best position in Penrith to build a stadium. And we've heard no further than that at this stage.
And just in other wider issues, is there any progress in... You know, pushing for concessions for the club for developing your own players, I guess in regards to salary cap, etc.
Look, that's been spoken about, and Laurie had no more than me for the last 20 years, and nobody could come up with a system that suits everybody. And I suppose, yes, we'd like compensation, but when you look at that, you'd probably say, well, why do they need compensation? You know, there have been minor premiers again this year by a fair stretch. So with Matt Burton going last year after we sort of progressed Matt through the grade. So it's a difficult one. Yes, we'd love compensation, but it's not the end of the world.
And when do you expect to know the new salary cap? Because I'm guessing this is getting towards a period of urgency, isn't it?
Well, salary cap's getting to a stage where it's getting... a little bit heated now. We've got three parties to split up all the money, and it's the NRL, the players and the clubs. And I've always believed in life there's enough money for everybody, and one party doesn't need a lot. So I think if we're all fair-minded, it won't be far away, probably after the grand final.
Will you outnumber the South Sydney supporters on Saturday night, mate?
We'll give them a good shake.
Should be a wonderful game. It should be a wonderful game. Obviously, South Sydney have won their first two finals. But actually, I want to ask you, Fletch, too, because it is a different preparation to what you went through last year. I'm assuming you prefer this one, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're at home. And we've got our academy at the back where they train it and everything like that. So, no, they're in a lot better space this year physically and mentally because they're at home. So they're ready for the occasion.
I can tell out of the four of us, two have winners at Flemington. You're obviously one, Lots.
Yeah.
And so's Fletch. His Scalapini won recently there at Flemington.
Oh, really?
Great win, Fletch.
Yeah, it was a nice win, wasn't it? He won nicely, and a few of the boys had a few dollars on him, and they followed up with Waterford in the last at Rose Hill on the same day. So it was a pretty good
I was going to say, you're in Waterford too, aren't you?
Yeah, got a little share in that, Laurie.
Yeah. Oh. A mate of mine in it as well, Alan Stevenson.
How easy is ownership? Seriously. You lot.
Very good horse. Really good horse.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, Brian. Hope it's a very successful last couple of weeks for your sake and your fans at the club there at Penrith.
Thanks, boys.